56. What is Kafka's log compaction feature, and how does it work? Kafka's log compaction feature allows it to retain only the most recent message for each key, even after older messages have been deleted based on retention policies. This is useful for applications that need to keep the latest state of data rather than all events, such as when tracking user profiles or product inventories. 57. How does ActiveMQ handle message priority? ActiveMQ allows producers to set message priorities using an integer value, with a higher number indicating a higher priority. When multiple consumers are available, messages with higher priority are delivered first. This feature ensures that important messages are processed before less urgent ones. 58. How does Kafka handle data loss in case of broker failure? Kafka handles data loss through its replication model. When a message is produced, it is written to multiple replicas across different brokers. If a broker fails, Kafka can still provide access to the data from another replica, ensuring that no messages are lost, as long as a sufficient number of replicas are available. 59. What is RabbitMQ's exchange-to-exchange binding? Exchange-to-exchange binding in RabbitMQ allows messages from one exchange to be routed to another exchange before reaching the final queue. This is useful for implementing complex routing patterns, such as chaining multiple exchanges for advanced message processing. 60. What is the role of Kafka Connect in the Kafka ecosystem? Kafka Connect is a tool for integrating Kafka with external systems, such as databases, file systems, or other message brokers. It provides pre-built connectors for common systems and allows users to easily move data in and out of Kafka without writing custom code. Kafka Connect simplifies integration and scalability for Kafka deployments. 61. How does Kafka ensure that each message is processed only once? Kafka ensures that each message is processed only once using the concept of offsets. Each consumer in a consumer group keeps track of the last processed offset. This allows consumers to resume reading from the exact point they left off, ensuring that messages are not reprocessed unless explicitly configured to do so, e.g., when offsets are reset. 62. What is a fanout exchange in RabbitMQ? A fanout exchange in RabbitMQ broadcasts messages to all queues that are bound to it, without considering the routing key. This is ideal when you want to send the same message to multiple consumers, regardless of any specific criteria. It's often used in scenarios where all subscribers need to receive every message. 63. How does ActiveMQ handle message groups? ActiveMQ supports message groups to ensure that messages belonging to the same group are processed by the same consumer. This helps in maintaining message order for related messages. Consumers can be assigned a specific group, and ActiveMQ ensures that only one consumer handles all messages from that group, even when multiple consumers are available. 64. How do you manage consumer lag in Kafka? Consumer lag in Kafka can be monitored by comparing the offset of the last processed message by a consumer with the offset of the latest message in the partition. If a consumer falls behind, you can scale up consumers, increase the number of partitions, or tune consumer configurations like fetch.minbytes and maxpoll.records to improve performance. 65. What is RabbitMQ's topic exchange used for? A topic exchange in RabbitMQ is used for routing messages based on wildcard matching of routing keys. It allows for more granular control over message routing, enabling producers to send messages to queues based on specific patterns. For example, messages with the routing key user.created can be routed to a queue that handles user creation events. 66. How does Kafka handle scaling with partitions? Kafka scales horizontally by partitioning topics. Each partition can be hosted on a different broker, and producers can write to different partitions in parallel. This enables Kafka to handle high throughput. Consumers can also read from multiple partitions simultaneously, enabling efficient parallel processing and scaling of the system. 67. How does ActiveMQ handle message selectors? ActiveMQ supports message selectors, which allow consumers to filter messages based on message properties using SQL-like expressions. This helps consumers to selectively process messages that meet certain criteria, such as selecting only messages with a specific priority or type, without needing to process all incoming messages. 68. What is the significance of producer acts in Kafka? Producer acknowledgments, acts, in Kafka determine how many replicas must acknowledge a message before the producer receives an acknowledgment. The acts setting can be configured as follows: 0, no acknowledgment required. 1, the leader replica must acknowledge. All, or minus 1, all in-sync replicas must acknowledge. This setting allows you to balance durability with performance, depending on your needs. 69. How can you ensure message durability in ActiveMQ? Message durability in ActiveMQ can be ensured by setting messages as persistent. Persistent messages are stored on disk, meaning they will not be lost in case of broker failure. Additionally, durable subscriptions can be created to retain messages even if the subscriber is not active when the message is sent. 70. How does Kafka manage the concept of exactly once delivery? Kafka provides exactly once semantics, EOS, for both producers and consumers to ensure that messages are neither lost nor duplicated during processing. This is achieved through a combination of idempotent producers, transactions, and consumer offset management. With EOS enabled, Kafka guarantees that a message will be delivered and processed only once, even in the case of retries. 71. What is the role of the replication factor in Kafka? The replication factor in Kafka determines how many copies of a partition are maintained across different brokers. A higher replication factor improves fault tolerance by ensuring that if a broker fails, another replica can take over as the leader, preventing data loss. 72. How does RabbitMQ handle priority queues? RabbitMQ supports priority queues by allowing messages to have a priority level. Consumers process messages based on their priority, ensuring that higher priority messages are delivered first. This is useful for scenarios where some messages need to be handled more urgently than others. 73. What is the difference between a Kafka log segment and a log partition? A Kafka log partition is a division of a topic that allows parallel processing by multiple consumers. A log segment, on the other hand, is a subdivision of a partition that helps in log retention and deletion policies. Each partition consists of multiple log segments. 74. How does ActiveMQ support clustering? ActiveMQ supports clustering using network connectors, which allow multiple brokers to form a network and share messages across nodes. This provides high availability, load balancing, and fault tolerance by allowing messages to be forwarded between brokers. 75. What is the role of consumer groups in Kafka? Consumer groups in Kafka allow multiple consumers to read from a topic in parallel. Each partition is assigned to a single consumer within the group, ensuring that messages are evenly distributed among available consumers for parallel processing. 76. How do you ensure FIFO, first in first out, processing in RabbitMQ? FIFO processing in RabbitMQ is ensured by using a single queue with a single consumer. Since RabbitMQ processes messages in the order they arrive, using a single consumer prevents out-of-order execution. 77. What are Kafka's internal topics? Kafka has several internal topics such as __consumer_offsets, which tracks consumer progress, and __transaction_state, which manages transaction states. These topics are used for internal Kafka operations, like consumer group tracking and exactly once semantics. 78. How does ActiveMQ handle dead letter queues? ActiveMQ automatically moves messages to a dead letter queue, DLQ, when they fail to be processed after a specified number of retries. This allows for later inspection and debugging of failed messages. 79. What is the role of Zookeeper in Kafka? Zookeeper is used in Kafka for leader election, maintaining metadata about brokers, topics, and partitions, and handling failover. Kafka is transitioning away from Zookeeper with Kraft, Kafka Raft, to simplify deployment. 80. How does RabbitMQ handle message acknowledgements? RabbitMQ allows consumers to acknowledge messages either automatically or manually. With manual acknowledgement, a consumer explicitly confirms message processing using channel.basic.acc, ensuring messages are not lost even if the consumer crashes. 81. What is the purpose of idempotence in Kafka producers? Kafka producers use idempotence to ensure that duplicate messages are not written to a topic, even if retries occur due to network failures. This is achieved by assigning unique sequence numbers to messages. 82. How does RabbitMQ handle persistent messages? RabbitMQ can store persistent messages by setting the message delivery mode to 2 and ensuring that the queue is durable. This prevents message loss in case of a broker restart. 83. What is the function of Kafka Streams? Kafka Streams is a client library for real-time stream processing of data stored in Kafka topics. It allows developers to build stateful applications that process and transform data in a distributed manner. 84. How does ActiveMQ support transactions? ActiveMQ supports transactions using JMS transactions and XA transactions. This allows message consumption and production to be grouped into atomic operations, ensuring reliability. 85. What is the purpose of a dead letter exchange in RabbitMQ? A dead letter exchange, DLX, in RabbitMQ is used to handle messages that cannot be delivered to their intended queue. It allows failed messages to be redirected for later analysis or retries. 86. How does Kafka handle exactly once semantics? Kafka ensures exactly once processing using transactional producers and idempotent consumers. This prevents duplicate messages or lost transactions in case of failures. 87. What is ActiveMQ Artemis? ActiveMQ Artemis is a high-performance, next-generation messaging broker designed for better scalability and low latency. It is the recommended successor to traditional ActiveMQ. 88. How does RabbitMQ implement delayed message delivery? RabbitMQ implements delayed message delivery using the X-Delayed Message plugin, which allows messages to be published with a delay before reaching their destination queue. 89. How does Kafka support horizontal scaling? Kafka supports horizontal scaling by partitioning topics and allowing multiple consumers to read in parallel. Adding more brokers distributes the workload efficiently. 90. What is the purpose of message selectors in ActiveMQ? Message selectors in ActiveMQ allow consumers to filter messages based on specific properties using SQL-like expressions, reducing unnecessary message processing. 91. How does Kafka achieve durability of messages? Kafka ensures message durability by writing messages to disk and replicating them across multiple brokers. The replication factor determines how many copies exist to prevent data loss. 92. What is RabbitMQ's lazy queue? Lazy queues in RabbitMQ store messages on disk instead of RAM to handle high volumes of messages efficiently, reducing memory pressure and improving system stability. 93. How does Kafka handle log retention? Kafka uses log retention policies to delete old messages based on time, log.retention.hours, or size, log.retention.bytes. Messages remain available until these limits are reached. 94. What is ActiveMQ Virtual Topics? Virtual topics in ActiveMQ allow multiple consumers to receive a copy of a message while still using a topic-based approach. This combines the benefits of queues and topics. 95. What is a quorum-based replication in Kafka? Kafka's quorum-based replication, introduced with Kraft, eliminates the need for Zookeeper by using a raft-based consensus algorithm for leader election and metadata management. 96. How do RabbitMQ shovels work? Shovels in RabbitMQ are plugins that transfer messages from one broker to another, useful for federated RabbitMQ setups or data migration between clusters. 97. How does Kafka ensure ordering of messages? Kafka guarantees message ordering within a partition. Consumers reading from the same partition always receive messages in the order they were produced. 98. What is an ActiveMQ network of brokers? A network of brokers in ActiveMQ is a cluster of brokers connected together, allowing messages to be forwarded dynamically between nodes for scalability and fault tolerance. 99. What is the purpose of Kafka Connect? Kafka Connect is a tool for streaming data between Kafka and external systems such as databases and cloud storage, making integration easier with pre-built connectors. 100. How does RabbitMQ handle multiple consumers on a queue? RabbitMQ uses a round-robin distribution mechanism where messages are distributed equally among multiple consumers attached to the same queue.